Hi. I get so nervous. We've been there in Mexico now for 11 years. I've had the privilege of being Joe's wife and being in the family, the West family, if y'all think it's a privilege, but I do. Some people might say you're nuts, but it's been a privilege to be in the family and to be his wife for 11 years now, and being there, able to serve in Mexico. Been fun, enjoyable, hard, everything that goes along with it. If you'll turn your Bible to Proverbs chapter 6. I am so thankful for so much that God has given us, and I've noticed more and more His mercy. I don't deserve all that He has given us. He's given us so much, and it's just marvelous in our eyes, marvelous in all of our eyes, just to see what God has done and to know His blessings and to know Him and to know His Word, that He's given us His Word. He has given us a special letter. Billy preached this not long ago, and it really has been real precious to me to know that He gave me a letter each and every day. I can have a letter special from God to me. And it's me, it's for me, and it's for you. And it's a special letter that we can each go daily and get His Word and to have it touch our heart and to grow and mold us and make us in what God wants us to be. And in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 22, it says, "When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee." And this is I was thinking, when you sleep, it shall speak with thee. It keep thee. When you sleep, it keeps you. When you awake, it talks with you. And this has been just a real special verse to me this lately, just to know that His Word is here with us, dwelling with us each and every day. And but there's only one way that we can have that peace that God gives us, and that is through Jesus. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5, I had heard a song not long ago, and this song really was special to me. It said, "Acres of diamonds and mountains of gold, rivers of silver, jewels untold. All these together can't buy you and me peace when we're sleeping, or a conscience that's free. A life that's contented or a satisfied mind, these are the treasures money can't buy. Oh, but if you have Jesus, there's more wealth in your soul than acres of diamonds or mountains of gold." And I thought, that is really a special, special song that I heard, and it just been something I've been dwelling on recently. And in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5, it says here, "Perverse disputings of men of corrupt mind and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself, but godliness with contentment is great gain." Amen. Contentment. This is what we have gone to Mexico. This is why we are there, to tell others that they can have this contentment in Jesus, because He's the only one that can give us this contentment.
Amen.
And if you don't have a satisfied mind or a contented heart, it's because you don't have the Prince of Peace, and He's the only one. There's no peace that's going to be dealt with in this world. It's peace between God and man. And He's the only one that can give it. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." And this is a known verse. A lot of people know it. But for those of you who may have never heard it, but for the first time today, with the precious blood of Jesus, He is the one that can save you. Trusting in Him is all that we can do. And my desire is to be ever ready to hear His Word and to walk with the Lord, to always be His sheep that would hear Him whenever He would call us to go in a different direction, or go here, or to go there, or to do this, or to do that, to always be present and always be willing to hear His Word. There's been times when I've been so dry, I thought, how can I hear His Word? How can I have it in me when days go by that I don't desire His Word, but that I would ever be present? And I was listening to a missionary. She was speaking the other day on a tape. Debbie had sent, Uncle Norm had sent some tapes down. They were called Darlene Rose, is her name. And she was a missionary in New Guinea. And listening to her tape, how she had gone, she was a missionary, she went to New Guinea, she became a POW before World War II, during World War II, she became a POW. And as a prisoner of war, the hardships she went through, eating worms in her porridge and she blessed God, thanked God for it. Oh man, my kids, I let them listen to that and they all looked at me, she ate worms, Mom? I said, yes, she ate worms. And she thanked God for them. And I think, I walk around my house and I think, God has blessed so much. How can I not be thankful for so much that He's given us? And a husband, the Lord took her husband during that time, and that she was ever ready to hear the word, ever ready to hear the Lord. She was weak at times. But the Lord always spoke to her, and she always followed what He had said. And even during, I mean, I know trying of faith is what happens during those times. You know, if you're a Christian, you go through trying of your faith, and it really tried her faith, and she came out shining. She came out as pure gold. And that is my desire, to always be ever ready to listen to His word and to hear Him. And not only that, to be that tree planted by the rivers of water, always wanting to soak up His word, and to be that lively stone, and to be the salt of the earth, and to be that light in the world of darkness, where it's dark in Mexico, and to remember another promise, wherever we go, as God directs, that He will, He promises, I will never leave you. I will never leave you. He says, I will always be with you. In Hebrews chapter 13, Hebrews 13, verse 5 and 6, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For He has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. The Lord hasn't tried our faith, or I should say mine. I know others have tried more, been tried more. But as mine, He hasn't made me go through a POW camp yet. I haven't been tried that deeply, but He has tried in smaller areas and other areas of my life. But I hope that when He does, if He ever does, I don't pray for it, that the Lord would give me the strength, or as our family, or whatever the Lord sends, that we can be able to come out on the other side and shining like gold, pure gold, not gold of this world, but pure gold that God has sent. And to be able to tell the others that are there in Mexico, to tell others in this country that is blind, that they can have a contented mind. They can have that peace in their soul that they search for in the green backs and in their jewels and their gold and their silver. And they desire so much to have those riches that they see the United States have, and that they can't have that sometimes, but they desire it so much instead of desiring Jesus. And that's just a desire in my heart, to see the Lord working in the people there, that they also might have a contented mind, because it's more precious than anything else. And for my children, for them to be contented. The Lord has given us two children that have now accepted the Lord, that have come to know Him and desire to know more of Him and read the Word with us every morning. And our littlest one the other day, this is something real special for me that had happened. She came over to me and she says, Mama, she came into my room crying, just crying. She's like her mother. But she came into me crying and she says, Mama, I really feel bad for the bad things that I do to my brother and to my friends. And she says, I really feel sorry for those things. And she says, I'm sorry for disobeying you. And I'd asked her, I said, do you understand what those are? And that those are sins and that God hates those. And she said, yes, she understood. But I don't think totally yet, but we're still praying for that. But that was just special to me, that God is working in her already at a young age at 6 years old, and still working in her and showing her already that God is real, and that she also is a sinner and needs God in her life.
Let's stand.